This podcast is brought to you by The Province.
The Province Sports Podcast.
Welcome to the Whitecaps Weekly. I'm Patrick Johnston. It's July 16th. Mark Weber is lost in America. You like that?
And now I am found. No, I'm in Bellingham.
I know, but it's a bit.
So yes, I'm lost. You know what? Bellingham's a cute little town.
I love it. I really like it.
Yeah. Not the worst.
No.
Not the worst. Well, it's got there's a little outdoor brew pub here that I hadn't seen before. Just stopped to get gas. Yeah. It looks pretty happening.
Oh, it's a neat little place.
Yeah. So now, that's all. What else do you need?
Well, it also allows me to reference an Albert Brooks movie, and how often do I get to do that? So there you go. Right? There's a little bit for everybody. Hey, Mark, we're now fully on the Whitecaps zone. The Whitecaps did not score last week. They should have. It's a regular refrain.
Yes.
People talking. You had in Talking Tactics this week, you mentioned the question of do they need to try something different in their formation? And I don't know. I thought it was an interesting discussion. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time believing anything like that happens. Do you?
Yeah, I think that would go hand in hand with a transfer move, you know, if you're going to go try and find some more goals, if you're going to try and find those goals through a center forward, you're going to want to play 4-4-2. So, you know, perhaps those go hand in hand if that's what we're looking for. If they're going to go try and find some more goals from wide areas, you know, you could keep the same formation. I don't see that happening. You know, they've brought in Teixeira. I think they like what he's brought. They've got Rosales on the right when Pedro comes back. They've got Kakuta Mane on the left. So, to me, if you're going to go out and add right now, you go out and you get an out-and-out striker, and you get someone who can play off of Rivero. Now, even without that move, I still think you can question, you know, if they lose in Portland, and that's three in a row, I think then you can say, okay, it's not exactly broken. I mean, they're still fighting for top spot in the West, but it's so congested. Things can turn so quickly. I mean, they could be, you know, you could be in sixth by next week. So I do think at some point sooner than later, if they lose another game, you're going to have to look at maybe switching formation. And I do think, you know, someone like Mane could perhaps play up top and complement Rivera well. So we'll see if they go down that road. I don't think it's going to be Saturday in Portland.
You mentioned the standings, and I think that is an important point because the top six are all within 2 points of each other, and then you sort of have San Jose and I guess Houston kind of lurking on the outside, and you know there's still a few other teams to consider. But it's not the end of the world, but it is a turtle derby, and in a turtle derby you look at LA and they've powered up, and you look at Portland, and this sort of segues a little bit into the question, which is that you look at Portland and they're in the mix and they've been battling injuries on and off all season. They're in the middle of an injury crisis right now. Who's though? I mean, is the bigger story or going to be a bigger issue this weekend? I've sort of written a little blog post assuming it's going to be Portland has the bigger injury problem than the Whitecaps do right now. But the White, you know, as you have pointed out, Tim Parker's playing very well. Christian Dean has certainly the capability to play very well, but we haven't seen him. So who has the bigger injury problem right now, Portland or Vancouver?
Well, I think the way Parker's played, you're not worried about that at all. He's arguably been their second best center back. Well, you know, I think Cobb's got a bum rap. He had a struggle to start the year, but certainly had a very, very, very good month there for Whitecaps. But, you know, Parker's been at least your third best center back this year. So that's not a concern. Dean, you know, he's had some good games at the USL level. We haven't seen him really in MLS, so I think that's a question mark until this weekend. That's going to be a good test for him against Fernando Addy, if Addy starts, which I'm sure he will. And the way Portland plays, and they've got a lot of good attacking midfield players. So Christian Dean, we got to wait and see. I think he's certainly got all the tools. We know that physically imposing player, good on the ball, doesn't lack for confidence. But that's definitely a question mark on Portland's side. You know, if they're missing Nagy again and Diego Chara again, I think you could make the case that, you know, those two losses for them are are potentially tougher on them than the Caps missing Kendall Lofton. I mean, flip a coin on that one. But, you know, they do have some depth. Jack Jewsbury's done a decent job for them. And, you know, Nagby brings so much. Even when his statistics haven't been there the last couple of years, I really, really like Darlington Nagby, and always seems to play well against the Caps. It does shuffle things a bit for Portland, but they're a pretty deep team. They got some good attacking pieces. That's a coin toss for me. I think both teams have the ability to not lament the players they're missing this weekend. But Kendall Lofton, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. He's been huge for the Caps this year, and whenever he's on in the, well, we haven't seen them without him in the lineup. One game when he was suspended, so. That's a big miss for them, especially against a big physical player like Addy. So that'll be a big matchup, Dean and Addy.
I mean they're also missing Aruti, you know, who's an important goal scorer for them, and they were missing Norberto Paparato,
yeah,
center back. I mean, they had five guys out. They got thumped by the Union. They were lucky to lose 3-0.
Well, yep. To make it the Gold Cup. And Powell's been very good against the Whitecaps, so they will not miss seeing him for sure.
Well, this is the thing that you may have missed, Mark, which is that Alvis Powell, it was reported not long before our podcast, has actually left the Jamaican camp. He's fed up. And is flying flying to Portland. So you may see him on Saturday.
Oh, God. Yeah, I had a feeling, Mike. That's what happens when you get in your car and try and drive to Portland. You miss things.
Yeah.
Not shocking.
No. He'd already been grumbling.
I mean, look at Portland with Will Johnson not going to play for Canada, with Powell coming back. I mean, they seem to always be able to. I mean, that happened last year, too, when Powell flew to Vancouver for a game. I can't remember where he was coming from, but it was the Caribbean. They seem to be able to pull some strings that maybe other teams don't want to in these non-mandated FIFA dates. But anyway, I mean, the Caps, you look at who they missed last week. I didn't think they were going to miss Maddox, and they hadn't been missing Pedro. But, you know, you look at the last couple of weeks, I think they have started to miss those guys. You know, when they went to the bench to try and change that game against Kansas City, they just couldn't really do it. I think Davey Flores has brought some energy in his substitute performances this year. Hurtado barely had a touch when he came on, so that game was crying out for some sort of attacking impetus that just didn't come. And we'll see how they line up in Portland. I wonder if they might want to try and keep another game-changer type on the bench. Inevitably, it feels like this game is going to come down to the last sort of, you know, 20 minutes. You look at the way that the numbers have played out. Portland scored 15 goals in the last 10 goals in the last 15 minutes of the game. They scored 15 of their 22 goals in the last half hour of the game. So they're happy to sort of play it tight and until the end. And the Caps are pretty similar. They scored 8 goals in the last 15 minutes. That's their biggest sort of scoring segment if you break it down. So and two teams that have been in a lot of one goal games, and two teams that haven't won a game combined. When they've been scored on for, when these teams have conceded first, neither of them have won a game this year. Combined, they're 0-13-1 when conceding first. So, you know, that first goal is going to be massive in this game. And, you know, I think that neither team is going to, you know, try and take too much risk early on.
You know, that number, when you tweeted those out, I went and started looking around to try to understand a bit better how games flow in soccer. And the Whitecaps truly are a bizarre team, because first of all, the quality of the league is not the English Premier League. In the English Premier League, you get like 1.67 goals per game or something like that. And the Whitecaps, you know, shouldn't be unable to score when they go down, and yet they seem to be unable to score when they go down. And we talk about this every week, that, you know, that they need to find a way to break it down. And I, you know, even last week, you know, that they were on the upswing. They really had things going. Sporting came to play, and the first half was quite fun, and then they got their goal, and then it just kind of, that was that. And as you said, the subs didn't do much.
Yeah,
to
we've seen it over and over. We thought of it last year too. And you know, whether, I think everyone's got to look at themselves. Like, the players have to try and figure out why they can't turn a game. When they go behind, you know, Carl Robinson's going to have to look at the substitutions he's making and some of his strategies. But And maybe there's a little bit of chance in there, too. You don't want to read too much in the statistics. But I think if you look at the way they've played overall, the statistics kind of bear out the fact that we can all see when they go behind and teams sort of pack up shop a bit, the Whitecaps really struggle. So taking their chances, first of all, is critical earlier in these games. I mean, they've got to try and get ahead. But if they do go behind, they've got to find solutions that they haven't really been able to find for basically since Camilo left. You know, I mean, he was such a game changer. He could do stuff on his own. And they don't have that type of player now. Octavio Rivera is excellent, but he's not going to run at 3-4 guys, dribble past him, and score from 25 yards. So they missed that in Camilo. They need that kind of game-changing ability out of other guys like Kukutamani. But, they're going to go behind more times this year, obviously. And they're going to have to improve in that regard. So, that's a little bit of a concern. Obviously, their home form's a little bit of a concern. I think they get the benefit of the doubt right now, perception-wise, because of where they sit in the standings. But 2 points separating first and sixth. I mean, imagine the chatter if they were sitting in sixth and not tied for first. I mean, it's the margins are razor thin right now in the Western Conference. So I think we've still got a lot to learn about this team. I do think I've written about it. I've talked about it. I do think they need to strengthen this transfer window. Otherwise, I think they're in trouble of slipping behind a little bit because Portland's been coming on. I think Seattle will make a move. LA, there's no question in my mind. LA is going to be at or near the top of this conference by the end of the season. And we've seen what KC has to offer. It's a very, very good Kansas City team. It's going to be a dogfight, and they're going to have to sharpen up in and around the box. You know, it just hasn't been good enough this year. And I do wonder if Robert Earnshaw's return will help in that regard. You know, we saw what he could do against Portland earlier in the year. He's barely played this season because of injury, but they got him back now just in time for Portland again. So, wouldn't be surprised to see him get a little more time to come in off the bench and try and change games and use all that experience and his coaching ability to help these guys out because they've missed that.
All right. The good news is both teams do like to shoot, so hopefully there's goals in it. Mark, before I let you go, before you get back onto the I-5, what's your tip this weekend? What are you going to be doing when you arrive in Portland tonight?
Ooh.
And, we've talked about Portland a lot traveling, so let's see if we can surprise our listeners.
I've got some new. I'm gonna head to the coast. I'm gonna go to Manzanita. I've never been to the Oregon coast.
That's shocking.
So
that's shocking, Mark. I'm glad you're sorting this problem out.
It is shocking. I know. I've got that in store, and then I got to try something new in Portland. I've got them written down. I'm trying to find them right now. I wasn't prepared for this.
I did put you.
I got a list of new places I got to try. Harlow. I got to try Harlow and somewhere called the Blossoming Lotus.
Oh.
I'm traveling with a pescatarian.
Ah.
So that's why these places sound like they're establishments where you would go if you were a pescatarian or a vegan. Or vegetarian. But I'm told Harlow is excellent. I look forward to that.
All right, Mark. Well, now you've declared where you don't want to see people. Is that basically what you're telling me? You just want to have a nice time? Don't bother me. Don't ask me about the Whitecaps.
Don't come to Manzanita. Don't ask. Yeah. There's a taco stand there that I'm thrilled about, or a taco restaurant or something. But I've heard from a couple people that there's a taco joint in Manzanita that is out of control. So.
That's awesome.
We'll report back on that.
All I can suggest, I know that you're sort of trying to avoid Cannon Beach, but all I can say is that the entire coast is fantastic, that the dunes are great. Lincoln City, down that way, there's lots of stuff. I mean, it just goes on and on forever. I'm just sort of looking at the map right now, and I'm trying to remind myself of all these places I've been to, and I remember various places. There's a lot of good breweries, but that's no shock. So there you go. You can't really go wrong. I think is the moral of the story. So you enjoy yourself. And
thank you. I will.
Folks, of course, as always, provincewarsradio.com/radio. I get it wrong every week. You can find us there. You can find us on iTunes, search for Whitecaps Weekly. We're on Stitcher. We're on TuneIn. Mark will be tweeting away from Province Weaver. I won't be tweeting away from at Rising Action because I'm going to Hornby Island for a friend's wedding. So there you go. Everybody, you enjoy yourselves, and we'll see you again next week.